following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Most business emails include some sort of attachment, a spreadsheet, a PowerPoint, a contract, a document. We need that information to be received, get into the right hands, and remain confidential. But it doesn't always work that way. That's why ShareFile is important to every business. ShareFile by Citrix sends you attachments as secure links, so you can send files of almost any size with the highest degree of security, private information, and receive notifications when your files have been opened and by who. ShareFile's easy to use. It integrates into any business. Plus, you can access your files from anywhere. Smartphone, laptop, tablet, go for it. I highly recommend ShareFile. If you're not using it yet, sign up now for a free trial. No credit card required. None. Nothing to lose. Get started today with my special 30-day free trial. Go to ShareFile.com, click on the mic, top of the homepage, enter my first name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. ShareFile.com, and type in my name.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the final Tuesday of March. Damon Day and his co-host today, his Indiana Hoosiers still alive.
I got two things I want to talk about.
Your Notre Dame Irish heart. Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No.
It's all you, baby.
Marshall Henderson, biggest joke ever in college athletics. And Florida Gulf Coast will lose by 30 to Florida. Perfect storm. Let's not start talking about how the multimillionaire with the attractive wife all of a sudden is now the next coming of John Wooden and deserves the UCLA job and everything else that I heard on the radio yesterday and on Sunday driving home from another road trip. But those were the two things that just stuck in my mind this morning as I took the kids off to daycare.
All right. Okay.
So there you go. That's all I got for the rest of the show. Goodbye. But
well, our show tomorrow all of a sudden has become very full. Paul Stevens was scheduled to go with us today, but as you know all too well, baseball and softball schedules get changed almost hourly at
no,
this time of the year.
No.
So Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens is going to join us tomorrow on the show. Their schedule got moved around. They're actually on the practice field at this time, so they had to switch that up. They were supposed to have a game today. It got postponed or canceled. So Michelle Volpel from ESPN.com is going to join us. She was in College Station, Texas last night, on her way to Baton Rouge this morning, and she will join us, talk about the Huskers, Lindsey Moore's performance last night, and if Nebraska is good enough to go any deeper in the tournament. Also, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. 1 week from today, they will be at the Viero Event Center. You taking Bubba?
Yeah. We're going to see. We've got to check schedules and do all that type of
stuff.
Right.
But, get some baseball going.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. I heard the interview yesterday, and everyone remembers the Harlem Globetrotters from Scooby-Doo.
Duh. I didn't even get to that yet.
I was like, that's totally how everybody knows who the Globetrotters are. Not because of anything else, but because of, I remember, this will date myself, but remember they used to be on like one time a year on Wide World of Sports?
Yeah, it was usually like the opening Wide World of Sport. It was either the first show or the last show of this, like the season for Wide World of Sport.
Yeah, it was like in the middle of after basketball. Baseball really hadn't gotten. It was like the last show of last shows. And so, but those are good memories there. So, yeah, I would love to take Bubba to see them and that type of thing. So.
Harlem Globetrotters, awesome. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets. It's next Tuesday at the Viero Event Center, and you can go to Ticketmaster.com. You can go out to the Event Center and pick up your tickets for next week as well. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Anytime you want to contact us, that's the number. We'll be giving away tickets, that's the number. We'll be giving away Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, that's the number. You can also email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Facebook is ESPN Superstation, and you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 and 1550. Okay, let's get this out of the way.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get to the NCAA men, because later in the show we're going to get to the NCAA women.
Without a doubt.
What do you think so far? You've got your two things you want to talk about.
Yeah, I think that the Ole Miss story, and I think the self-promotion of the gentleman, Marshall Henderson, is an absolute microcosm of how bad the world has gotten in the world of sports. That you can totally be as selfish and self-promoting and just be a flagrant jerk, and now all of a sudden you're a name. You're somebody. I mean, their coach, Andy Kennedy?
Yeah.
He is the reason why my rule book for NCAA Division II baseball, for recruiting practices and everything else, is 3 inches thick because of guys like him. Because of coaches like him give coaches a bad name. He has no backbone. Yeah, I'll just say, if you let a guy like that represent your university and the pictures that have been up on Twitter and everything else, and you still let him play, then that's a you, as Colin Coward likes to say, that's a you issue as a coach.
Can you pull up some of those pictures, Jeffrey? Because I'm going to be honest, I have not seen the pictures.
The beer pong champion of Ole Miss, that's classy the day before you're supposed to leave for the NCAA tournament.
Shouldn't be doing
now,
that.
No, I'm not saying that. But as a coach, I know it goes on. I'm not saying that. But you pretty much have given your stamp of approval to it by not coming out and stopping and saying anything negative about it through all his press conferences and whatnot. He's actually letting it go as a coach.
I'll take the other side of this just a little bit here.
Yep.
With so much of this one and done, he's coaching at Miss, and that you can't compromise your program. But I don't think Marshall Henderson is compromising their program, and I'm not a fan. Let's get that out there. I mean, he can do what he wants. I don't mind the showing of emotion, but I will say this. He's backing it up. He's not going out and putting on a Creighton uniform and shooting 30% in the basketball tournament and getting blown out. They won a game. They went right down to the wire in the second game, down to the buzzer, and could still be playing if they would have called a timeout with 2.5 seconds left and got a shot off. But nonetheless, that doesn't excuse what he does. I'm not excusing what he does, but he's backing it up. And
is 17 for 42 backing it up? Is 7 for 30? Back 31 or 33, I think I don't have my exact. Is that really backing it up, or is that just law of averages? If that I'm a decent enough guy, if I throw it up enough times, it's bound to go in. Is that really carrying your team? At which point does your horrific shooting become a hindrance to your team? So I disagree with the backing it up.
SEC tournament champs. The kid's having a good time. He's doing it in a different way. I get all that. It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you.
No, it does. Yeah, exactly. And that's it. And that's why a few times I actually get to voice my opinion. I'm sure people will pull me up and be like, Kev, today the Lopers, I'm sure, know what a beer pong table. Hey, I am not naive enough to think about that. But I also do not celebrate it by – I just saw his press conference on the bus and was watching it. And just an absolute – I mean, If you want to know what's wrong with college athletics today, is that's the story. That guy and his behavior is the story, rather than probably the 100 other student athletes that have worked for Habitat for Humanity, who do all the things that we talk about, the greatness of what student athletes are. We don't cover any of that, but we're going to cover that idiot. And it's frustrating as a person who deals with young people that the showman gets the kapub, the guy who the brashest, the loudest, the most self-promoting, the guy trying to build his brand, the guy trying to build his name. Our media and everything else has bought into that. And there's a great story going on at Florida Gulf Coast, which I love. I think is awesome. I mean, I talked about it with our players. In 2007, we were number 48. We would have been the equivalent of 64 in the country. We were the 64th team playing number one, and we beat them. And that's what's great about college athletics, and that's what's great about Florida Gulf Coast. But, and here's my other but, Georgetown hasn't done anything, hasn't even won a game since 2009. Highly overrated as a two seed. Now, granted, what they did was special. Then they go out and beat a less than stellar whack team in San Diego State. I think Cinderella will get run over by Florida this weekend.
But that's okay, right?
That's awesome.
That's okay.
That is awesome.
But there's a reason they are the 15 seed. They're not supposed to win the whole thing.
Exactly. But do you not think it's like he's being rumored now for the Minnesota job, for the UCLA job?
Well, I mean, yeah, but who's doing that? Well, yeah, people that have too long of a talk show during
the
day.
Exactly. Because I liked his, when they were talking to him about his coaching, I really loved his remarks. I just kind of let him play. You know, I mean, there's a lot that goes. I mean, I'd say it takes.
We lost to Lipscomb. I mean, what can I say?
There's as much confidence into just letting your guys play as there is to, sometimes, you know, being a good coach is not making a move, having the confidence to not do anything and let your guys play. But I think they're an awesome story because what they've been around 5-6 years.
Well, and as we got yesterday, email that I didn't get to from John, he says, recounting that Florida Gulf Coast women's team was in Kearney losing to Southern Connecticut State in the D2 championship and then went Division I next year, just saying how small the world we live is, and yet we are touched by things throughout the United States via UNK. So, yeah, we brought that up a little bit, that Florida Gulf Coast, when they were in announced at who they were playing last week. Yeah. So they were 6 years eligible. They've got this long transition time. And UNO is one of those schools that's now going through that transition time from Division II to Division I or whatever it is, which is ridiculous. You know what? If you are good enough, I mean, you're moving up. What are you being penalized? You can't play in the tournament. You can't play in the – you're being penalized. But anyway, this is only the second year that they have been eligible to play in the postseason.
I think the Division II to Division I, the reason why you have to go through the 4 or 5 year process and do the buy-in is because of your basketball money, because of your payment that you get for being a Division I basketball school. So they make you kind of earn that so people aren't just moving up for that type of payday, because it's quite a – payment to get into Division I, as you're learning with, you know. But UNO could easily be the next Florida Gulf Coast.
Well, no.
I'm just saying, no. Hey, no. You know what? A couple years, they get some things rolling.
No.
Who makes it to the NCAA tournament first, Nebraska or UNO?
Oh, for God's sakes. Well, it will probably be easier for UNO to win the Summit League than it will be the tournament.
Yes.
Than it would be for Nebraska to win.
I would agree with
I'll say Nebraska.
Okay. I would too.
Let's be honest.
I would too. There's more at-larges from the Big Ten.
Go play your hockey, UNO. That's what I say. Your thoughts on any of this that we've been talking about, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number for today's program.
You know how I came up with all this? You know how I came out like a...
Long road trips?
Peter Yazvat gave me the stat of the year yesterday.
Uh-oh.
The Lopers have traveled 5,800 miles by bus, and we have 3,100 more miles to go before our season ends.
See, now you're setting me up to be the words that I can't use right here. Because, again,
that's all I got my ammunition
for
you.
Damon, here's how. But now you're going to make me change the subject.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I was trying to show you that I actually do some work for the show off
which
hours.
Which is beautiful.
Working hard at it.
We keep you on the road.
I got some free time.
We keep you on the road. And, yeah, I thought we were supposed to have less travel in this new league. Anyway, it was great to make an appearance and watch a little bit of UNK baseball and watch Mr. Pacheco hit a home run last week.
Boom. Young buck. Fun guy to watch play. I mean.
They should have video of you, though, because I'm calling you out. Who was your relief pitcher in the ninth?
I don't even know. Schmidt.
Okay.
Joe Schmidt.
I don't know. And he's done some good things already because we've given him some pops and some props here on the show. But top of the ninth, Lopers finally tie it in game two of the doubleheader. It's not nice out. But, you know, the fans are getting the brunt of this probably more than the players are. And so leadoff guy gets on top of the ninth. This is just classic. Gets on, base hit. So, okay, square to bunt. Going to move him over in the ninth, try and get the lead run at second base. Joe throws it way over the top of the catcher to the backstop. Okay, so he advances to second. And Fort Hayes, doing what I like. A lot of coaches don't do this, and maybe it just depends on who's at the plate. But he still bunts his kid over to third. So now basically anything gets this kid in. So you got a guy on third, one out, tie game, top of the
line. Oh, no, that was Ross Mortensen.
Okay,
it wasn't Schmidt, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I could see the gears grinding over there. And then gets him to chop hard to third. So can't advance home, get the guy out. Now, anything, any out, this guy's not coming home. We're moving on. We're going to the bottom of the ninth, tie ball game. Gets up in the count. If I remember right, it was 2-1, and he throws one of those.
It was 0-2.
What was it, 0-2?
Adam, 0-2.
Was it 0-2?
Yeah.
Okay, so he gets him 0-2, and then he does what just drives me batty with every American Legion or little kid baseball player. Ooh, it's 0-2. Let me throw my big old changeup or my screwball or my curveball or my knuckleball. And it's just on a tee, and he ropes it to left. And it's a good thing that there weren't cameras on you. As you turned towards the third base fence and did whatever it is you do.
Yeah, it was inappropriate. That was definitely not television language nor radio language.
But it set up well. It set up the heroics for Pacheco.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I usually don't fist pump or show as much emotion, but when Anthony hit that one, that was huge for us. Fort Hayes has had our number.
I was just yelling for it to get over his head. I had no idea it had a chance.
I was just yelling at Langdanger to score. I didn't even see it clear the wall, and then everyone else's reaction, you know, because I was trying to make sure he got the third.
Well, yeah.
So it was a good win, you know, to beat Fort Hayes. I mean, what was it? 1989 was the last time we ever swept a doubleheader from him. So that was cool. It was a lot of fun. So
yeah. So see what you were doing? You were channeling your inner Marshall Henderson
in an appropriate manner.
I got this question for you because I'll admit it. I was standing there next to Pacheco's dad watching this go on. So that was even more cool, you know, the reaction for whoever it is, you know, dad, mom, boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, whatever the sports is, it's kind of cool. Who goes and gets those baseballs?
Red shirts or little people.
I mean, did somebody go get the home run ball?
I don't know.
Because when I left the park to leave the park to go to where I live, I would go around by Kearney High, and I intentionally kind of look because if it goes over center field, it's downhill, it's across the highway, it's probably over Kearney.
Usually those are hard to find. We used to hit a foul ball onto the hockey arena on Wednesday. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I thought, God, unless somebody grabbed it, which maybe they did.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, I'll see this, I'll grab it, I'll give it to his dad, or he can do what he wants.
No, I don't know. I actually don't know. Most of the time, red shirts go and get them or whatnot. But after a win like that, it's kind of like, I was sitting there in the dugout afterwards, I was like, no one put out the hitting mats. No one filled in the rubber around the bases. No one raked. No one did the brooms. No one cleaned out the dugouts. I was like, oh.
That's okay.
All right. You know, that was just awesome. We were just excited. So
let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Irish Ken has problems. Irish Ken says, I tuned into ESPN last night to first watch Creighton play Tennessee. So who do I see? Connecticut. I checked my GPS to find out if I was in Kearney, Nebraska, and sure enough, I was. So the logic escapes me as to why people in Nebraska would rather see UConn. Next, it was time for the Huskers, and once again, no luck.
I did watch both games, however, using the internet. So what are people to do who don't have internet? You know, I don't understand, because the map I saw, and I'll have to admit, last night I watched it on DirecTV, so you could find both of those. All the games are on. Yes, Nebraska was supposed to be on ESPN2. They weren't Saturday. I don't know what the deal was yesterday, because I was on Direct or Dish or whichever one we were on last night. And so we saw it, found it, watched it in its entirety. The ESPN, ABC, they always put out a map, and you can find it if you go deep enough on the internet. And Nebraska was supposed to have that game, so if it wasn't on, I don't know what the deal would be.
I think that when you look at how they do that, it strictly comes down to a population-based thing. And most times they're going to figure that one of the major market areas or whatnot, even for us even out here, or there's just a technical difficulty. Because when I was watching, I forget where we were at last weekend, we were in St. Louis, and we were trying to find one of the True TVs or whatever. Yeah. They had both games on the same channel. You know what I mean? Like a CBS and a True TV, they had the same game on, and we were missing one of the games, and then we, you know.
That's BS.
Yeah, so, yeah, but.
And this isn't all for Irish Ken.
Oh,
he wants to know why Connecticut and Tennessee get to play on their home court, and the Lady Irish, who beat Connecticut three times this year, don't. That's because you have to put bids in beforehand.
Yes. And the whole new system of S-curves and whatnot, as I've learned through reading about, it's crazy how they come up with the seeds and the bracketing and how,
oh,
you know.
Oh, women, they don't even care.
Yeah. Well, that's not true, but it's interesting how, you know, everyone kind of ends up where they end up and based upon rankings and whatnot.
And we talked about that last week when we had Matt Coatney on and a variety of other folks about how Notre Dame kind of got hosed all the way through here. So that's what we kind of know. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we go to break, let's give away some Harlem Globetrotter tickets. What do you say? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We'll give you one set per family so you can win once this week for the Globetrotters next Tuesday at the Viero Events Center. And let's see. Ah, here's today's question. Here's today's question. Nebraska women have been in the Sweet 16 one time. They lost that game. Who beat them? Which team beat Nebraska in the Sweet 16 in 2010? First correct caller gets the Globetrotter tickets. Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com, when we come back.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Saving Spectacular is on at the Home Depot. Outsmart your budget with low prices throughout the store, like a free gallon of Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus Crabgrass Control when you buy a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Halts Crabgrass Preventer. That's a savings of $11.92. They're formulated to keep your lawn weed-free and beautifully lush so you can enjoy the months ahead. Come in today to the Saving Spectacular. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Now through April 10th, in-store and U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Take us on the run, baby. Download the Android app from the Google Play Store and get connected with Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. No more post-sunset or pre-sunrise fade. We're loud and digitally clear. Log into the Google Play Store. Type in ESPN Superstation to find and download to your mobile. ESPN Superstation on your iPhone, too.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we top off at around 41 for a high. South winds will also be developing from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight, followed by increasing cloudiness and a low of 22. Right now it's 30.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Dwayne from Holdridge. He picks up the Harlem Globetrotter tickets today. He knew that Kentucky is the team that defeated Nebraska in the Sweet 16 down in Kansas City back in 2010. And that's the last time and only time that Nebraska women have made it this far in the NCAA tournament. Don't forget, lunchtime means the chicken coop. Supper time, chicken coop. Happy hour, chicken coop. Before you go to Fodder Park, chicken. Chicken coop after chicken coop. Grand Island, Kearney, it's the place to be. Lunch specials Monday through Friday. You can catch all the excitement that's there. And what is today? Oh, it's Tuesday. Dollar off any salad. Tonight, it is their wing basket night. Every Tuesday night for just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, get them hot, get them sweet, or get them with the zing for only $5. The chicken coop is there for you with great food and drink specials every night. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch the women's basketball tournament, the NCAA, the NIT, the hockey, the NBA. Oh, the chicken coop, Kearney, Grand Island, Damon Day with me, Doug Duda, on today's show. You have got to be jacked about the Miami Heat, 27 in a row.
I haven't paid any attention to it.
I hope they get it. I hope they get it. It'd be cool. Probably somebody was talking about this last night. God, if they win 33 in a row, shouldn't they set the single season win record? No. No.
Well, Bulls, 72-10.
Yeah, 72-10, and the Heat actually already have 14 losses.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I remember watching those. I was in the Chicagoland area during those runs.
Yay. Well, there you go. Tubby Smith out at Minnesota, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. What we get is the part yesterday. This broke right at the end of the Doug and Daddy show yesterday, was Tubby Smith getting shown the door. New athletic director wants his own man. Everybody thinks it's going to be Shaka Smart because that's who they hired at VCU. Is Minnesota that attractive of a job?
No. If I'm Shaka Smart, why would I want to go to Minnesota? And I mean, he's got an easier path to the NCAA tournament every year at VCU than he does going to Minnesota.
Exciting news for you. Bubba can hunt some Easter eggs before Saturday's Loper game.
Yes, yes.
Kay's going to have an Easter egg hunt before the Lopers at Emporia State Saturday for kids 10 and under.
Starts at noon.
Does Bubba throw elbows?
Oh, Bubba can get after a little bit. The person you have to worry about is Emma.
Oh, yeah.
My little Emma's a linebacker.
Really?
Yeah, she'll wreck shop. She will clean house.
I love Easter egg hunts. I get to take the niece and nephew to one this weekend as well. Michelle Vopel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as she covers the women's scene for ESPN and ESPN.com. She was at College Station last night joining us, Doug Duda and Damon Day, on the program. Michelle, you love Easter egg hunts, don't you?
Boy, I haven't done one of those in a long time.
Easter egg hunts are awesome. Thanks for giving us some time. It's been too long. I know the first time we actually got to meet Michelle face-to-face was the last time Nebraska was at a Sweet 16 in Kansas City, and things didn't go so well against the hot-shooting Kentucky team that night, and Kentucky has definitely
taking the bull by the horns. We knew that night, I think, Michelle, that all the talk was Kentucky is the team on the rise. And before we get into Nebraska, Kentucky sure has kind of been that team on the rise, albeit A&M handled them a little bit earlier this year.
Yeah, they have been. They've been able to recruit well. They've played a very good system that works especially well in the SEC, and they've been back to another Elite Eight since the one that they went to against Nebraska, and they're still alive now. So that really was not a bad loss for the Nebraska program that year at all. It was disappointing, but that was a very good team they lost to in 2010.
Kind of the big story, at least in the Midwest last night, the Cinderella team right now is Kansas, the team that beat Nebraska last year and in the first round. And now Kansas has advanced on with two wins into the Sweet 16. Is that the biggest surprise to you so far?
You know, it was a really good draw for Kansas. They, you know, with all this conference realignment, you know, they've played Big 12 teams in the last, or old Big 12 teams, forgive me, in the last 2 years. They played Nebraska in the first round last year, and then they played Colorado. A lot of teams, you know, have trouble going out to Colorado still. It's a tough trip, but you think, I mean, heck, the Kansas Jayhawks went out there for a couple decades, you know, when they were still in the Big 12. So there were seniors on that Kansas team. There are seniors who, that wasn't a weird trip for them. That was a comfortable trip. And then once they had knocked off Colorado, then they're on a neutral court with South Carolina. So, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, so I thought, you know, last night was kind of a good night for the old Big Eight. You had Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas all getting upsets to get into the Sweet 16 on the women's side.
Damon Day here, and obviously in the men's tournament we talk about guard play, and senior guard play is such an important part. Obviously with what Lindsay Moore did last night for Nebraska, can you tell us a little bit about how good she played for Nebraska last night?
I mean, she played as well as you can play. I really believe that. She, you know, in the first half was so important. Going out there on that College Station floor, and the Huskers had been there, you know, in the Big 12, obviously, they'd go every other year. But they hadn't won in College Station since 2005. The last time Lindsay Moore played Texas A&M would have been her sophomore year, and that was the year Texas A&M won the national championship, kind of handed it to the Huskers that year. But she knew Gary Blair's system. I mean, even before she saw any tape or before Connie Yori talked to her, she knew what to expect. And even the personnel is a little different than the last time she faced Texas A&M. She understood it. And I just felt like she kind of, you know, really took control of the game. And it was interesting because Gary Blair said it reminded him of 2010 when Texas A&M had won the Big 12 tournament, then lost to Gonzaga. A point guard for Gonzaga, Courtney Vandersloot, was Lindsay Moore's teammate in high school, and both of them really took it to A&M in the NCAA tournament.
Talk with Michelle Vopel of ESPN.com. She was in College Station last night. You can check the article out on the women's basketball page at ESPN.com. What else did you see last night? Because I'll be honest here, from what Creighton did on the men's side and just a couple other area teams and teams in the NCAA tournament, where you just kind of expect, okay, Nebraska's the underdog here. They get behind right out of the gate. And I thought, well, here we go. A&M's going to roll these girls up. And then they go on a 19-2 run and totally change the game. What else did you see, Michelle, that made Nebraska able to do that?
It was interesting that Nebraska struggled in its first-round game. That didn't really surprise me against Chattanooga because the Mocs are a very good team. But I think the fact that Nebraska really had to dig deep to win that game, I mean, that game wasn't, you know, sealed until Jordan Hooper went on her own, you know, 9-0 run late in that game. I think that ended up helping them because it got them in, you know, if you will, combat mode. They're like, okay, we're going to really have to play well to survive in this NCAA tournament. They brought that into the second round game. From the beginning, they had more energy than A&M. I think they executed their game plan offensively really well. And the other thing they did very well was they fronted Kelsey Bone, who's a bigger player than anybody Nebraska has. But they fronted her facing her. And they were able to really kind of disrupt her getting the ball. When she got the ball, they disrupted her. So defense, they played better than A&M. Now, how often do you hear that? I mean, A&M's known for its defense, but Nebraska did that. And they took the crowd out of it because they led. You know, they really didn't allow the Aggies to feel ever confident on their home floor. So I was really impressed with how Nebraska played last night. I just, you know, Gary Blair said they couldn't have played better, and I agree with him. I'm not sure you could have played, that this Nebraska team could have played a better game at A&M than they did.
Yeah, that was my next question. So you answered that one about Gary Blair. So we had some downtime against Chattanooga, finished strong, and now everybody's going to be on a high, thinking that either a Duke or an Oklahoma State, especially if it's Oklahoma State, Nebraska should be able to be competitive. But if it's Duke, they're pretty darn good. You've seen a lot of basketball, and there's no doubt about where some of these All-Americans are. Where did Jordan Hooper and Lindsey Moore rank? Because obviously, Coach Yori last night put a vote in for her girl, Lindsey Moore, saying she wouldn't trade her for anybody. I don't know. Skylar Diggins pretty good. But you can tell me, where do these two kind of fit in the preseason awards list? They were right there.
Yeah, I think they're really actually very well respected. And I think the fact that, you know, Lindsey Moore has, you know, been the point guard for Nebraska's two Sweet 16 teams. I mean, she's really going to go down in history with Nebraska for what she's meant to that program. I think Jordan Hooper is one of the best athletes in the women's game. And I think this is a good chance for them, whether it's Duke or Oklahoma State. Nebraska has no reason not to be really confident. And Connie Yori said that last night. Look, they beat the SEC tournament champions. You know, that Texas A&M team had beaten Tennessee, had beaten Kentucky to win that SEC tournament champion. They were able to beat them on their home court. They're going to be on a neutral court against either Duke or against Oklahoma State, and why shouldn't they be confident? I really do think it's going to be a neat showcase, though, especially for senior point guards. We assume Notre Dame's probably going to get there tonight, so Skylar Diggins will be in that regional. Angel Goodrich from Kansas, the senior point guard. And Lindsey Moore, and I think she's going to get the kind of, if you will, spotlight that she deserves to get as a senior.
Michelle Vopel with us for just another minute. You keep busy. You hop right on a plane. You go to Baton Rouge to watch another Big Ten team tonight. Tell us about that matchup.
Yeah, this is a matchup. When we were looking at the brackets, we thought, the second round, I wanted to be in College Station because I thought Nebraska, Texas A&M would be a great game, and it turned out to be an upset. This was another second round game we looked at and we thought would be really good. Obviously, you know, Penn State won the Big Ten this year, got upset in the tournament, but still I thought, you know, as a Big Ten team that has a chance to go a long way, but they have to do it through Baton Rouge, and they had to do that last year. So this is going to be, I think, a pretty interesting matchup, and if Penn State's able to get through this, I think they can feel pretty confident about, who knows, maybe they can make a Final Four run.
Who can crack this Final Four? Everybody loves the number one seeds. Your picks were the number one seeds going to the Final Four. I've heard some inklings about Duke or maybe a Cal team who actually struggled a little bit. Is there a team out there that you like right now that could possibly crack the Big Four?
Yeah, you know, I think it was real brave of me, wasn't it, picking all the number one seeds?
Well, that's usually the right formula, though.
It's interesting, though, because usually it they don't all make it. I mean, it's the, you know, last year was one of those rare times, even on the women's side, the number ones usually don't all make it to the Final Four. They did last year. And this year, all of them have had really good seasons. It's very hard for me to see anybody upsetting Baylor at this point. They look incredible. And also tough to see UConn being upset in part. They're a very good team, and also they're in Bridgeport. So I think the upsets, if they're going to happen, are going to come either from the Norfolk region or, you know, out in the West, out in Spokane. So, you know, let's see how this... let's see how tonight goes in terms of, you know, who those other two teams are out in Norfolk. Maybe we're going to have a total upset region out there. I mean, it's possible because, you know, Notre Dame does have to play Iowa tonight on Iowa's home court. And, you know, so I think possibly if we're going to see upsets, it's going to be out of those two regions, either out of Spokane or out of Norfolk.
All right, last question, Michelle. We'll get back to Nebraska here. Everybody was really high on the Huskers, and Connie has done a great job. It's all about, we talk about, they had that huge year in 2010. You knew there was going to be a bubble there where they didn't have the recruits like Kelsey Griffin, and now they've got Lindsey Moore and Jordan Hooper, and they're solid. What do you think about Nebraska's program right now? Everybody's eager, as any program is, to take that next step, and they move into the new arena, and there's a lot of talk about the men's program with Coach Miles coming in. Where are the Husker women?
I think the move to the Big Ten, as much as, you know, as a, like I said, as a Midwesterner, I was sorry to see it, you know, miss having Nebraska in the Big 12, but I think it was a good move, probably a good move all the way around for the athletic department, but definitely I think a good move for women's basketball. I feel like Nebraska's style of play has fit the Big Ten better. They were able to sort of go in right away and I think be really competitive in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is on its way up in women's basketball, though. There's just no question. You're going to get a new coach at Ohio State. I think the other coaching moves have improved the league, and that's good for the Huskers. I also really love the sophomore class for Nebraska, and I think they were a big part, you know, last night of that win. So really tough to lose Lindsey Moore, but Jordan Hooper's coming back for another year. Your other young posts are coming back. I think Nebraska's poised to be a really good program. And, you know, I also think Connie Yore has done a really nice job there, even through some rough years.
And that comes from a Missouri grad, Damon.
Absolutely.
Michelle, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Damon, did you have any Notre Dame question for her before we left?
No, not right now. I will.
Because I know, being the Notre Dame fan that you are, she thinks that maybe they won't get there.
That's okay. Muffin McGraw will get there. I disagree with the experts.
Michelle, hey, thanks for the time, and hopefully we can do it again.
Thank you.
Take care. Michelle Vopel from ESPN.com. Great story up on the Husker game last night. Of course, it's a great story. The Huskers won.
Yeah, I actually watched the second half of that game.
What about – interesting with any coach, and I don't care what level it's at, and you've been at a spot where you want to go to the next level, where you've got to the regionals, where you were close to possibly going to North Carolina to the World Series, and then – maybe dropping down below the 500 line and it's back and forth. How much pressure is there when you go, you know what, we're ready to take that next step and I know it's going to be tough?
Oh, I mean, for me and for our baseball program, it's all self-inflicted pressure. I mean, it's all the pressure that we put upon ourselves. There's no
But
outside.
That's all coaches, right? I mean, because the kids don't feel that, do they? Because you rotate them through so quickly?
No, I think the kids do. I mean, really? I think if you look at some of our younger guys that are starting to become huge contributors to us, I mean, they feel the pressure. I mean, Chandler Cloutier as a senior feels the pressure of, hey, I want to get this program back to where we were at a couple years ago. But I don't think there's that outward pressure from alums or media types. I mean, it's all very, very self-inflicted. And I always say as a coach, it doesn't matter what level you coach at. And that's the one thing that I always say to people. It matters just as much to a Division II student-athlete as it does to a Division I student-athlete. You know, when someone will make the statement, well, it's not Division I, what does it matter? Well, it matters a lot. It may even matter more so, per se, because there isn't that carrot of professional athletics down the road. So I would say that at Division II athletics, and a lot of the pressure is more so on you as a coach. You know, you can't really control. I mean, Tubby Smith's a classic example. He did everything he was supposed to do and is out.
Yeah, with no interior problems.
Right, and then I bet you Tubby Smith said to his assistants back in January, we're out of here unless we go A, B, and C.
God,
and he may have even said, you know what, we could win this whole thing and I'm out. You know, because the writing's on the wall or those types of things. But, you know, I always say is that coaching is a very, very interesting gig because it is.
You think? Let's do our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day. Coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and more here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yesterday's poll question, which Sweet 16 team seeded 12 or lower has the best chance of advancing. 12th seed Oregon versus number one Louisville, 13th seed LaSalle versus Wichita State, or Florida Gulf Coast versus Florida. Well, you've already told us that it's not going to be Florida Gulf Coast. What do you think, Damon?
I don't think any of them win.
Who has the best chance?
LaSalle.
Yeah, that's who I voted for, and 79% of our listeners did as well, 13% Oregon, 8% Florida Gulf Coast. Now today's poll question, who's the hottest team in Florida right now? The Heat, the Hurricanes, the Gators, or the Gulf Coast Eagles? Well, it's the Heat. They've won 27 in a row. But imagine that sports page down there, the Miami Herald. Good God.
There's 900 articles about the Heat, and there's a three-sentence thing about Florida Gulf Coast. I mean, Le Batard's got too big of an ego to write about anything else except, I mean, he is LeBron James' personal publicist.
That's okay. So. Hurricanes, Gators, Gulf Coast. Well, the Gators Gulf Coast winner is going to be big time. That's going to be a well-covered story. So vote today on our Midtown Mart Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with more after this.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Hey, Golic, I got a little surprise for you.
Yeah, Greeny, what is it?
I put this little refrigerator under our desk, and I filled it with new Kickstart by Mountain Dew.
Nice.
Now you can grab a delicious new Kickstart anytime you need one.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
It'll help make sure you bring your A-game, you know, during the show.
I always bring my A-game.
Right. I'm just saying Kickstart will lift you, you know, above your B-game.
I don't even have, like a B-game.
No, don't be so sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
Kickstart tastes delicious. It's got real fruit juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Comes in two great flavors, orange citrus and fruit punch. So Kickstart is the perfect way to make sure you're not dragging down our radio show every morning.
Dragging down? What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm just trying to help.
Well, what about you? Maybe you should have a delicious new Kickstart by Mountain Dew so you bring your A-game.
Don't be silly. I always bring my A-game.
Okay, this conversation is officially over.
No, but listen, I'm just...
Give me a kickstart.
Now go like you're being...
And stay on your side of the refrigerator.
Crack open a can of new Kickstart by Mountain Dew. The perfect mix of dew, real fruit juice, and just the right amount of kick. Kickstart your day.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we top off at around 41 for a high. South winds will also be developing from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight, followed by increasing cloudiness and a low of 22. Right now it's 30. Let's go.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. You're geeked up watching Notre Dame Pro Day.
Slow day at ESPN.
It is slow.
They got the whole, they got McShay, they got Mangini, all watching Manti Te'o run his 4.71.
You want something a little quicker? Why don't you visit our friends at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac lot or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check out the 2013 Chevy Impala or Malibu. They've got some great manufacturer rebates, $3,500 and $5,000 off. And, of course, trucks, and more trucks during Truck Month for Ram. Over 60 2013 Rams in stock. You get $8,500 right off the top from the manufacturer. How about a Dodge Dart or a Dodge Avenger? They've got the Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock as well at your Midway Auto dealerships. And they're giving away two entries to the Loper 5K Color Fun Run Stampede on their Facebook page. The run is April 7th to help women's Loper athletics. The two winners will receive Loper apparel and a general admission season pass for the 2013-2014 season. So go to thinkmidway.com. You can like them on Facebook and you can check out their entire inventory. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You going to be in the fun run? Are you a runner?
No, we're playing that day.
That's going to mess you up? Batting practice 6 hours before first pitch?
Yep. Hey, if we don't take batting practice, then we don't get to practice.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, we went through this already. Baseball. Love it. Absolutely love baseball. What do you
it
think
is a
right
special
now?
Sport.
What about the Lopers? We got you play tomorrow,
yep.
And then you're home against Emporia. You got Washburn tomorrow.
Yep.
What are we expecting? What about these two teams?
Washburn's been decimated by injuries, but they still have the guys that can pitch it. And so, I mean, I've kind of gotten all the questions. You know, when during football season, Coach Morris kept asking about the differences and when. That's the difference in the MIAA is that there is deep enough pitching across the board for every team that if you don't show up and play, you'll get beat. I mean, it's a little different in the RMAC where we were a little bit more skilled than certain teams. And if you kind of hung around long enough, you ended up just putting them away. Well, you better play good baseball top to bottom in this league. There's teams that, you know, they may only have five wins, but six wins type of thing. But you look at who they're beating. I mean, it's just an overall. And that's the biggest difference is the level of play from top to bottom is very good. And if you don't show up and play, you're going to get beat. And, I mean, even Central Missouri and Missouri Western have learned that if you don't show up and get after it, someone's going to come up and bite you. And so that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned in this league is that you better show up and you better be prepared and you better get ready to roll because they usually got a guy or two that can shut you down. And so we've really learned that over this inaugural season, as I like to say.
Emporia rolls in this weekend. What do they got?
Emporia State, they're probably one of the most nationally recognized baseball programs in Division II college baseball. Been to the World Series, they've done it all. Coach Frinelli built a juggernaut at Fort Hays State and has done the same thing at Emporia State. And so, you know, they're going to come in with a little bit of a .500 record right now overall, but that's a little bit of a skewed record when you're going down to the Minute Maid Division II opening weekend playing against, you know, they didn't open up playing against, you know, they ended up, I think, playing number like 2, 7, and 11 in the country type of thing and went 1-3. So, you know, that's good baseball. It's going to be fun. It's the first time that they've come up here to play in a really long time. And so we're excited to get to play some home games.
And an Easter egg hunt.
On
Saturday. Huskers wrap up their 12-game road swing tonight at Kansas State. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 at 6:30. Hastings College is playing York at home today. You can hear that on 12:30 AM KHAS at 5:30. We've got NBA hoops tonight here on ESPN, the Knicks and the Celtics. Husker football team back from spring break. They practiced strong for over 2 hours yesterday, and they will go again tomorrow. So that's what's going on with Loper football. We have got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance to win a $25 gift card when we come back.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except
way to stay longer.
Yeah, right.
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, Greeny, let's talk pillow top beds.
All right, suddenly I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Well, get comfortable, because I'm talking the kind of comfy pillow top bed you can find at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Go on.
I'm talking 8 hours of shut-eye and a cloud of bliss.
Cloud of bliss? Cloud of bliss? What kind of catchphrase is that? You got to rebound from that.
You want to talk rebounds? La Quinta pillow top bed. That's how I rebound.
Oh, I'm with you.
Well, I hope not, Greeny. I prefer to bunk alone.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Book your next stay at LQ.
The NBA on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Two Atlantic Division rivals go head-to-head in Boston when the Celtics face the Knicks.
Pierce slants in right to left, stopped, little 12-footer, ripped it. He's just been lights out.
Can New York hold off Boston to win their first division title since the 93-94 season? Or will the Celtics win their sixth straight?
Take a break from the NCAA with NBA basketball. Celtics and Knicks tip at 6 Tuesday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we top off at around 41 for a high. South winds will also be developing from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight, followed by increasing cloudiness and a low of 22. Right now it's 30.
But
Big Daddy's show, Loper tennis team won yesterday. They're playing Hastings College today, and Jake Salisbury's in for our Loper League tomorrow. Plus, Rick Pizzio from the Big Ten Network talk NCAA basketball and our rescheduled chat with Paul Stevens, Northwestern baseball coach. A little soccer today. Boys top 10 battle, Hastings at Grand Island. Kearney's at Norfolk. Kearney Catholic's at York. Lexington's at Holdridge. Northwest is at Lutheran High Norfolk Catholic. And Nebraska Lutheran is at Grand Island Central Catholic. That is the area soccer for today. Okay, you got your two rants right out of the way, right off the get-go. Anything else that's just got your jib today?
No. Those were the things that got stuck in my craw. I feel free now.
All right. Well, let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call now at 888-455-3776. That's ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll ask you a trivia question. If you get it right, a $25 gift card is coming your way from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. All right, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Hey, this is Bob.
Bob, today's question has to do with men's basketball, or the first question does. I was joking, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Doug McDermott is up for the Naismith Award, which goes to the top player. It's the equivalent of the Heisman, top player in men's college basketball. But all four finalists are underclassmen. Who's the last senior to win the Naismith Award?
Oh, the guy from BYU. I give.
Oh. You think that's even the right answer? Oh, I don't know what to do with that one. Damon? No?
Oh, don't put it on me.
What? What do you think?
I'm not an official judge.
Wow. The guy from BYU. Oh, man.
Give it to him.
The guy from BYU. Let's see. Is Bob still? Are you still there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're
come
still,
on, take
off. It's Easter. All right. Let's see. Let's give him a clue. We'll help him out. It was, and that was just 2 years ago. It's amazing that Anthony Davis, the Kentucky one, won in 2012 and in 2011. Boy, I don't even know a clue here, Jeff. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with Jimmer Fredette, but I don't know what it is. So that's good enough. That's good enough. Bob, hang on the line. I thought that would take a while. Good job.
Yeah. I mean, you got it half right.
I got it blown
it
out of the
Easter.
Water.
It's
yeah,
Easter.
And I don't know. You know, maybe Bob needs a break today. We'll put a smile on his face
there you
and
go.
Jeff, take care of him. $25 gift card.
I like it.
I thought that would take a while.
I was
preparing other questions.
Yeah. But
I
mean,
shocked.
Really, you shortened it up when he said the guy from BYU, that we could have gone on for a while because I think everybody knew who the guy was from probably, but I don't know if they would have gotten the name.
I wouldn't have
thought. Is he still in the NBA?
I don't know. Jeff, is he still in the NBA?
I saw Andrew Morrison retired from the NBA.
Sacramento.
Was it Andrew Morrison?
He's with the Kings. It looks like.
Who was the guy from Gonzaga?
Yeah, Morrison.
Yeah.
He retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Floppy hair. Yeah.
Just so you guys got that covered.
Breaking news is that Morrison. Wow. Okay.
What about Gonzaga getting beat? I'm sure, did you guys talk about it a lot more yesterday?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Again, I kind of, in one of my brackets, not the official one, but I said, you know what, a physical team, and I thought it would be Pittsburgh, but it ended up being Wichita State, and so be it. I felt bad. That was kind of my analogy with, you know, Creighton, come on, Gonzaga, come on, Nebraska women, come on, there's four or five, Georgetown men, come on, you know, quit, you know, take that next step. Take right. that next step. And Gonzaga had a chance, and they failed in this test.
Well,
and I hate.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt moving forward? The mid-major getting a number one seed. Does this tarnish that?
Well, again, they have to be so established. Memphis had it just a few years ago, and they went all the way to the national finals. So,
yeah,
it is what it is. So, your prediction, your prediction for us to talk about next week is Florida over Florida Gulf Coast by 30.
I'm going to say it's not close. 30 is probably an exaggeration for emphasis, but I think that it's not close.
I believe the spread is right around 13 and a half. I have that printed out here. Let me check that out. 13, Florida, as of last night, over Florida Gulf Coast. So there you go. We'll make more predictions as the week moves along. We've got some more great co-hosts coming in. Randy Bushcutter's tomorrow. Seth Denny is going to roll in on Thursday. Jimmy Langan is back in on Friday. And among our guests tomorrow, we'll talk with UNK tennis coach Jake Salisbury on our Loper Link. We'll talk with Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens, who was bumped from today to tomorrow ahead of their game. That will be from Northwestern. And, of course, Big Ten basketball. Rick Pizzio from the Big Ten Network will join us as well. We want to thank Michelle Vopel from ESPN.com for being a part of the program today, talking about the NCAA Women's Tournament, and to Damon Day, who is gearing up for the Easter egg hunt Saturday at Loper Baseball. Peter Yazvec says, by the way, doubleheader Friday, single game Saturday, unless there's snow, ice, rain, sleet, hail.
It's ever-evolving is the schedule.
Good luck tomorrow, Damon.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
we'll see
it.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, folks. Have a good one.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!